Hey everybody, it is K Money back with another episode of K Money Cast. Yes, I got that name. I just did it. Now, I know in the last podcast I talked about animation, but I'm not doing a part two till tomorrow because I wanted to do this one. And it's about the one thing most of us know and love. Video games! By the way, sorry my voice isn't really as appealing on a microphone like this. It's just that I think it's messed up a little bit and it's kind of crappy, so please don't judge. If I had a better one, it would have worked better. I'm sorry. But anyway, video games. We all know the classic ones like Super Mario Bros, Sonic, and some of the new ones like Fortnite or Roblox or Minecraft. Well, Minecraft is from 2009, but I'm talking about the new version of it. Or some of the modern ones, like, yes, Minecraft, the old one. Sonic 4, like, you know, the one from the Wii. Just Dance 3 and 4, y'all know those. And some of the new ones, like Ghost Recon, Call of Duty, Black Ops 4. Got that, by the way. I got a PS4. And, what else? Oh, yeah! Asphalt 9! Oh, yeah, that's kind of a mobile game, but I still kind of like it. It's pretty good. And what? And they have Season 11's probably going to be coming out soon. But, here's the one aspect. There's one more thing I wanted to point out before we actually get into the juicy parts of this episode. Parents think, well, this could actually be true. The video games are bad for you, which they are, really, so don't. I mean, video games are fun, don't get me wrong, but don't get too addicted, because then you'll rot your brain. You don't want to be like that. I've been there once, and I got myself out of it. Because if I was dumb, I wouldn't be able to know what a podcast was, okay? Sorry I'm coughing a little bit, it's just my throat. But, yes, parents don't really like video games too much, well, at least most of them. But my dad, he loves old classic video games. Trust me, I do too. Retro is just way better. Now, I'm not saying Fortnite or Roblox is garbage or anything, like those games. Or, Ghost Recon or the new Call of Duties or anything, but some new games, they kind of messed up. I'm just saying. Some new ones, I know most of you now are like, oh, K-Money, or you could just call me Cam. Oh, Cam! But new games are just a new generation. Well, how could that be bad? Like, the new ones are so better with the graphics and everything. Yeah. But here's the thing. They change some things that people don't like. It's like, say in a movie, I'm just going to point that out now, like the Sonic movie, that most people hated, including me, because apparently Sonic does not look great. He looks so crappy. He just looks so crappy in that movie. And Dr. Eggman doesn't even look like him. He's skinny. He's supposed to be chubby and fat. And I am saying that since he's a villain. And I've actually played Sonic for like a few years. And, but anyway. Yeah, video games now aren't as good as the originals, but some of them are really good and I like them. I'm not saying I like all retro games. Most of them I do, though, but not all of them. And some of the new ones I like, too, but video games are fun, and people just need to understand that you need to have a little bit of fun sometimes. Sometimes parents think video games are, like, the root of all evil, which money is technically the root of all evil. But, well, I don't think all parents, like, think it like that, but let's get into another part in this gaming episode. the equipment to play your precious games on. If you say you don't have any of that, you're a liar. You want to know why? If you have an iPhone, gaming, you can get games on an iPhone, including Fortnite. If you have a laptop, gaming, you can get games on, well, everybody probably knows those. Fine. Okay, well, after that short thing. Oh, yeah, by the way, I'm not going to be the only one in these episodes of these podcasts, by the way. So just keep that in mind. If anything weird happens, just don't mind it. Sorry, I'm talking in a very low voice. It's just that I can't let anybody hear me right now because it's annoying. But, yeah, the equipment. Another aspect. Oh, as you can see, I'm not the only one in here right now. I'm doing a podcast right now. Yeah, sorry, he's just being quiet. And he's just talking really slow. So just. Like I said, I'm not gonna probably be the only ones in here. But anyway, now the best gaming equipment that I've had so far, obviously, is the PS4. But since I can't use that right now, I use this little wireless gaming controller that's like a portable Xbox that my dad wanted to give me, and it works really well. It's called Shinome. It's really good, and I've been playing Minecraft on it a lot, and it worked. I'm really good with Skywars now because of that controller, and I play Rayman Adventures on it. Go get those two games right now. And now, the last but not least part of this gaming experience. Friends. Just friends. Now, here's the thing. People will be your friend. Most people, well, not most people, but some people will just be your friend. So they could just take all your stuff. Trust me, I've been there. I've been there a lot. And it kind of sucks because I've had to deal with this for about, no, a year. Because I had a friend, he was a, which we didn't all know. He hacked people. Luckily, I didn't get hacked because I was just a nice boy. Trust me. He just didn't. He wasn't gonna do anything if everybody else thought. Now, if you don't believe me, his name was Blue Rain something. I forgot about that. It's been like a year. And he never played in like 5 months on the P on his PS4. So I figured he'd just stop playing from now on because he realized that this sucks and he doesn't like the PS4 and he doesn't want to do that with people anymore. So I just deleted him as a friend and he never hacked me once. And plus, everybody else did, so every one of my other friends just did anyway since we didn't talk to him again because he never responded to us. Okay, what kind of friend is that? But yes, you are gonna find friends that just use you. But luckily, I found some friends. One of them I actually know from where I've known him for a long time, longer than before we had the PS4. Well, before PS4s were even a thing, actually. But yeah, it was a while. And we've been best friends ever since. We played Fortnite, we played Minecraft. It was a lot of fun, trust me. We did a lot of other, but here's the thing. When you want to play online with a friend and they invite you to slash party you, when there's a new game that you got, but when you first play it and then when you get better at the game than them, they're gonna kick you out of your party, trust me, because they know that you're better than them at the game now, so. Because they're jealous, okay? I've been there. Again, I've been in all these types of situations, and I'm already telling you. But that's what be the end, my friends, of this new episode of K-Money Cats Season 1. So, if you guys enjoy video games are a lot of fun, and if people say they're bad, they must have never played them. But if they have, they don't know what they're missing, man. Come on. They literally have no idea what they're missing. Like, come on. How could video games be bad? Okay, there actually is a few more things that I need to announce before I end this episode. My birthday is coming in a month, and I'm gonna be starting animation soon. I said that in the last video, but I just wanted to shout that out again, just in case if anyone hasn't seen my last podcast, you know what I mean? I didn't mean to say video. Yeah, and the series will be called K-Money Adventures, but anyway, see you guys next time in the next podcast, and make sure to go watch my last podcast for all the other information. Bye!
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.